right, we just started our recording up, and this is Joel Davison, and we are going to have a special call with Craig Johansson, one of the founders of Kavana, and we're very excited about that. And we've had some folks join the call. We had Ginger and Jerry spoke up, and Shiloh and Jared spoke up. And who else is that on the line?
Donna.
Hey. John and Susan are here.
Introduce yourself. Hey, John and Susan, welcome.
Donna Brewstead.
All right.
Donna Brewstead is one of my IBOs, Joel. She's joining us tonight.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Jerry, would you like to say hi?
Sure, no problem. Hey, guys, just want to, again, thank you very much. Joel and I have been with Kavana now for 2 years, and this is the first opportunity we've had to have Craig join us on a conference call. So, Craig, we really appreciate you taking the time and opportunity to speak with us. And we're hoping to get Ginger to Diamond quick. We're going to have to work a lot harder, but we want to get her on some of those vacations and then follow her up as soon as we possibly can.
Ginger needs a vacation, so, yeah, let's all work to get her there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Enjoyed the enjoyed this year's meetings and training so far. Everything the company has done has been absolutely wonderful, and have enjoyed everything. And we thank you and the other founders for all that you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you, and we certainly appreciate everything that everyone is doing in the field as well, and all of their efforts and their dedication. We've got we've got the best field leadership and the most wonderful people part of Kavana that that I've seen in any company. So we do appreciate everything you do as well.
Thank you very much, Joel. Are you there? Are you still checking in?
Yes, we're good to go. And Craig, I'd like to turn the call over to you. We have quite a number of callers on the line, and the floor is yours.
Well, thank you very much.
Craig Johansson, one of the five founders, Craig Johansson, one of the five founders of Kavana. We are so thrilled to have conduct this phone call for us tonight. We're just honored and privileged and blessed, Craig, that you take your time out to have the call for us.
Well, Joel, I certainly appreciate that. And you know, it really goes to kind of this greater cause that we're all involved with. And when you sent me an email a couple of weeks ago to see if I could participate on your call with your team, again, you know, I jumped at the chance, because the most important thing that we can do as owners of the company is to help people build individual successes and become successful in their own right, whatever success means. And so, Joel, again, when you invited me there to be on this call tonight, jumped at the chance. There's not a more important thing that I really believe that I could be doing today than being on a call with our independent business owners, helping them, supporting them in their endeavors. And so, again, it's my privilege to be here tonight. Joel has asked me if I would take the next 5 hours and just walk through the compensation plan of the company. Now that I've scared everyone and everyone is dropping off the call, let me just rephrase and say that I'll take the next 20 to 30 minutes and talk about what we are as a company, what we're doing as a company, what really sets us apart, and most importantly, because all that is fine, but most importantly, how people who are listening to this call can benefit from that. And so let me just kind of walk through and tell you who we are as a company and really what makes us different. It was a little over 2 years ago that myself and my four partners decided that there was a need for a change within the natural products industry. And one of the trends that we saw taking place in this industry was that there were a lot of one-shot wonder companies coming to the table, companies that had built a group or a company around a single herb, a single botanical, and really trying to simplify or dumb down nutrition to make it where the average person could understand the benefit of a product. And although a marketing message like that is fantastic, what I noticed in my career was the fact that although the marketing message is nice, a single ingredient or a single product can't do everything for everyone. And so as far as the nutritional value of you know, these the juice companies or these single botanical companies or companies that are based off of one thing is that the nutritional side or the health benefits tend to be lacking in certain areas. And so myself and Rodney James and Justin Banner and Devin Glazier and Derek Hall, we decided to form a partnership and really lay the foundation of what we believe will be the biggest nutraceutical company in the entire world. And again, a lot of people can say that, but I want to walk you through a few things tonight that will really differentiate us as a company, because I'm guaranteeing you this. There's a lot of people that are participating on this call tonight that have heard it before. They've been pitched on a deal. They've heard about how great this company is or how great this product is. And for the average person hopping on the call tonight, you're probably going to be saying the same thing to yourself. How is this different? How is Kivana different than anything else? How is Kivana different from all of the other companies that I've heard about or all of the other products that I've heard about? And I'm gonna walk you through and tell you four things that really differentiate us as a company. So let me just take some time and walk you through this. But the first question that I want to pose is this. You know, think about this. What is the difference between a fad and a trend? Think about that in your mind. I'll let you conjure up some thoughts of pet rocks versus televisions versus things that are fads versus trends. Well, fads are really short-lived. And, you know, in the 1970s when I bought my first pet rock, well, it wasn't my first pet rock. It was my only pet rock. I only realized that the interaction that I had with the rock could only go so far, so I really only needed one. But the fad is something that's short-lived, something that people are drawn towards, but there's no longevity there. There's no sustainability there versus a trend. And a trend is something that will last a much longer period of time. And so tonight, I first of all want to talk about how you can capitalize on a couple of converging trends. Now, for the average person, without making a huge risk to capital, a huge risk to personal expenditures, you can't capitalize on trends because the money's just not there. But we've got a platform with Kivana that you can do it part-time, you can do it full-time, you can do it as an individual. You can do it as a couple, and which is something that I highly recommend. The most successful people in this company do it as a couple. They work as a team. And this company is all about teams. And so, obviously, you've got people who have invited you on the call tonight, people within your group who are on the call tonight, and that's the feeling of teamwork that you've got. And so when we really say teamwork, we really mean teamwork. So when we say teamwork, what do we mean? Well, we mean that you've got your upline or the person who invited you on the call tonight. It means that you're able to team with the world's most renowned naturopathic physician in Dr. Marcus Lowe, the father of metabolism and weight loss, Dr. Don Lehman. You can partner with myself and my four other partners. You can, have the best CEO in the world in Derek Hall, the best CFO in the world in Devin Glazier. The best salesperson that you've ever met, Rodney James, and the best strategist that you'll ever meet in your lifetime, Justin Banner. But you'll really partner with us. And let me walk through how you can capitalize. Let me talk about a couple of trends, and let me talk about how you can capitalize on them. First of all, I want everyone to sit back and think about the nutrition industry and where it's come in the last 30 or 40 years. You know, here's the weird thing. You know, 40 years ago, if you got involved in natural products, you were probably smoking weed or scraping bark off of the side of a tree and grinding it up into a tea. You know, those days are long gone. But when it comes to nutrition, people continue to buy and pay for nutrition year over year much more than they did the previous year. The nutrition industry is one of the fastest growing industries in the entire world. As a matter of fact, over the last three recessions, in the early 90s, just after September 11th, and currently after these three recessionary periods, the nutrition industry continued to grow year over year, double-digit growth, through even these tough recessionary times. And that's pretty incredible when you take a look at all of the industries that are out there, whether it be anything retail, whether it be anything that has to do with real estate. And I'm talking mortgages, realtors, commercial real estate, everything that has to do with real estate. When you take a look at what's happened in the stock market and how that has lost its value, you know, take a look at the different industries that are around us and show me one that can live through a recession and grow through recessions like the nutrition industry, and you just can't find it. So the beauty becomes is we have a platform whereby you can participate in the nutrition industry. And, again, I'll talk about that in just a second. But you won't find another industry like that. It won't have the ebbs and flows of, you know, the technology industry, for example, that tends to kind of rise and fall based off of supply and demand. The nutrition industry is always there. It is a trend. That is not a fad. It is something that will be long-lasting. It's grown every year for the last 40 years and will continue to do so. That is a trend because as people age, they begin looking for different products, and society has become more acceptable of natural products, more so than ever before. More people are taking natural products today than any point in the history of the world, which is fantastic. So, again, how can you leverage that? I want to talk about another trend that is taking place, and that is the emergence of home-based businesses. If you take a look at home-based businesses, you know, 40, 50 years ago, kind of hard to build, kind of hard to create because the technology just wasn't there to support it. You know, nobody had a cell phone back then, and so if you wanted to make a long-distance call, and if you were living in Florida and wanted to build a group or an organization from your home-based business in California, every time you called, it was a long-distance call. There wasn't an Internet where you could send them for information. It was really a book and maybe a cassette tape, but very, very difficult to build. But there's been an emergence of home-based businesses, and you can call them a lot of different things, a network marketing company, a direct sales company. You can call them a relationship marketing business. You can call them a lot of different things, but they're a home-based business. And these are businesses, again, that you can work on as a couple or as an individual, part-time, full-time, 5 hours a week, 50 hours a week, whatever you desire. But the beauty and the magic behind it is if you can hitch your horses to the right wagon or your wagon to the right horses, you can participate in a pretty incredible experience. Why are people choosing a home-based business? Or why are people choosing a network marketing opportunity? There's three reasons. Time leverage. And time leverage goes both ways. If you've ever started a business in your life, I'll tell you what, you've probably turned around and hired some people to help you. You are leveraging their time in order to create an asset, to build something that's meaningful. But time leverage goes both ways. So reflect back on the beginning, for example, of Microsoft. Everyone knows Bill Gates, and all they think about is Bill Gates. He started Microsoft. And Bill Gates surrounded himself with incredible people to build that multi-billion dollar industry giant Microsoft. But what oftentimes you don't understand is that time leverage, as Bill Gates was leveraging the experience and the time of other people and their knowledge, they were leveraging his knowledge and his experience. And so, again, that's kind of the beauty of becoming involved in a network, is because you can leverage other people who have different experience than you, who have different capabilities than you, people that might know more about natural products or financial success or standing up and presenting in a meeting better than you, but you can leverage them and they can leverage you and they can build something with you. And so that's why people are aggregating towards this concept of a home-based business or network marketing. The second piece of that is simply creating a residual income. And again, that is a trend. You know, creating a residual income is very different from just a job. A job, you trade 40 hours a week for a paycheck. You don't show up on Monday, you have no paycheck. You take a week off, you don't get paid. Creating a residual income is very, very different than that. And again, if you want to dedicate 5 hours or 50 hours a week, you can begin to build a residual income, which just means this. You can build and you can build and you can take a week off and your income can actually increase over that week. You could work on something for 3 to 5 years at Kivana, and guess what? You can continue to collect a check on year 10. That's residual income, and that is not something that's accessible to a lot of people, but it is accessible to those people who join Kivana. And then the last part about why people are joining companies like ours is simply this. It's the tax benefits. You know, owning a home-based business, you can have a tax savings of somewhere between $3,000 and $9,000 a year. This is just to the average person. I mean, even if you didn't make a dime in Kivana, your net tax benefit can be $3,000 to $9,000 a year. So whether it be, you know, your cell phone, your mileage that you use for your car and building your business, whether it be a computer, office supplies, and I'm no accountant. I don't want to make any claims here that can't be substantiated, but honestly, there are some incredible, incredible tax advantages that you can tap into. The average employee, the person with the employee mentality, doesn't understand that. But the entrepreneur understands the benefits of time leverage, building a residual income, and leveraging the tax advantages for their benefit. So here's the question. Like I said at the outset of this call, a lot of people get pitched on a deal in network marketing. In the last 60 years, 50,000 companies have started. 50,000 direct sales companies have launched. And so there's been, again, in the last 60 years, a lot of pitching taking place. But out of those 50,000, 100 of those companies have made $100 million or more in annual sales. Only 100. And out of that, only a handful have ever gone on to reach $1 billion in sales. So really, it begs the question is, how do you know which company is going to be great? I mean, all of you would love to be a part of the company that hits $1 billion, or even part of a company that hits $100 million. But how do you weed out those that will succeed and those who won't? Because, again, like every industry, there's a lot of startups. But those that can be successful and go on to success really are those that you want to be a part of. But how do you distinguish between those that will and those that won't? And here's the answer. The answer is all in how it's set up in the beginning. Most companies start with the intention of failing in mind because they don't lay the proper groundwork. Now, they don't start the business and say, hey, I want to go out of business, but they don't lay the proper foundation. They don't make it a sustainable opportunity. They don't look at the things that will bring the most value to individuals. And so let me talk about four things that really set us apart. Now, out of the 50,000 companies, myself and my four partners have worked for some of the largest companies in key roles. So if you were to take the 50,000 companies and ask those companies or poll those companies who have hit momentum, you would have 14 companies come forward and say, we are the companies that have hit that momentum stage. Out of those 14 companies, myself and my partners, we have worked for three of those companies. And so really the one thing that sets us apart as a company versus all the other opportunities really comes down to leadership. Myself and my partners, our CEO, Derek Hall, worked for the chief sales officer for the largest pharmaceutical company in the world. Myself and my other partners, we've been in key positions at the vice president level, again, of three of the 14 network marketing companies that have ever hit momentum. We've been there. We've seen it. We've done it before. But it doesn't just stop at us. The leadership that leads this company is beyond compare. So one certainly from our perspective, from the owner's perspective. But let me throw some things out like this. I mean, how would you like to be a part of a company where Mike Ruzioni, the captain of the 1980 hockey team, was involved with, or Bonnie Blair or Dan Jansen, all Olympic champions? A guy by the name of Don Brindley, a former president of Merrill Lynch Insurance, he's involved as one of our independent business owners at Kivana. You've got Marshall and Diana Douglas, who have been in this industry for years and have made over $20 million. A guy by the name of A.J. Monte, who currently has a talk show on finances on PBS. You know, you've got wonderful individuals who have built massive organizations inside of this industry, and also people that have become millionaires inside of this industry, and people who have become millionaires outside of this industry have built large organizations. They're the ones who lead, are part of our field leadership. And the third part of that are really our doctors. Dr. Marcus Lowe, the world's most renowned naturopathic physician. He's been on CBS, NBC, CNN, currently has a show on PBS. He testified in front of the Clinton administration on the use of natural supplements. He presented novel research to the United Nations. This is just not a made-forward doctor. He's just not someone that we've propped up and said he's important. But this is a person who, again, has dedicated his career to the research and propagation of natural products. And guess what? He's on your team. Dr. Don Lehman, University of Illinois for over 32 years, world-renowned in the area of diet, nutrition, obesity, and metabolism. And his research has been published in over 90 peer-reviewed articles. He's received numerous leadership awards and recognition for his research. But he is the guy who said, hey, look, gaining weight is not about putting on extra pounds, and you don't combat it just by losing the fat. You combat it by building muscle, and that's one of the things that sets our company apart. You know, we've got a wonderful weight loss product, but it's not focused on the fat. It's focused on building muscle. It's the only one in the world like that. And so one is the leadership of the people who are around you. You get to tap into that. You get to participate in that. You get to use that leverageship, that leadership and that experience in building your organization, in taking advantage of the health trends that are taking place in the world right now. Again, one of the other things that set us apart as a company, very different from all the other companies out there, is simply this. Our products are doctor-developed. They're not doctor-endorsed. Any old company can get a doctor to stand up and endorse a product if you pay them enough money. But our products are doctor-developed. So all the products that we have been brought to us by these two doctors that I've just mentioned. The other piece that we've got that sets us apart is that we've got a sustainable product strategy. And again, this is something that a lot of those other companies haven't really thought through when they were starting their company. They launched with a single ingredient, single product, and hoped that something would stick. We launched it very differently. We wanted to make sure that whatever we launched, whatever product strategy that we had, was sustainable. And so we didn't build our products off of hype. We built them off of science. We weren't looking for made-for-doctors. We were looking for doctors that would develop. We have created product systems, a concept of product systems. This is creating an entirely new category and revolutionizing the nutrition industry. Nobody has done it before. You get a box of our core system, for example, and you open it up and you have step one, step two, step three. You look at our metabolic system, which focuses on weight loss, and it's step one, step two, step three. We take all of the guesswork out. All of it's backed by science, and people are getting some tremendous results on both. Our core system focuses on the digestive system as well as the cardiovascular system. Two huge needs, not only in America, but worldwide. And then our metabolic system focuses on building lean muscle mass that will allow you to lose weight. And again, these two systems, unlike any other that you've seen, but we want people to buy into the concept of systems, natural products that are backed by science. I'm telling you what, you look around at the natural products industry, and there are some dirty, shady corners of natural products. There's products out there that proclaim to do certain things but don't even have the enough active ingredient or any of the active ingredient in the bottles or in the products that will sustain or promote any kind of health benefit. And we are very, very, very different from that. Again, our products are based on science. Find another company that brings to the table more science, more clinicals than our company has done in this industry, and you simply won't find it. But in the end, we want people to buy into the system approach to health and the system approach to nutrition. And that's really where we've carved out a niche, and that's really how we are different. So we've got these products. We've got these product systems that are targeted towards specific functions of your body. Let me ask you this simple question. How many of you people on the call tonight know someone that wants to lose 10 or 15 pounds? The answer to that would be everyone. Everyone on the call tonight knows people who want to lose 10, 15, 20, 25 pounds. How many of those individuals that you know are already spending money or would spend money on a weight loss system? The answer to that question is probably somewhere between 80 and 90%. So you've got people all around you who are already spending money on weight loss products or a way to make themselves healthier. And that feeds this trend in the nutrition industry. And this trend is not going away. It is not going to subside. It's not going to drop off in 2 years, in 5 years, in 10 years. This is something because of our lifestyles, our lack of exercise, the things that we're putting into our bodies that really do affect our health, our long-term health. And until we can change that, which is a monumental task, we've got to look for ways to supplement and ways to control our diets. And we've got, again, two of the most revolutionary systems that are available today. And then the last part that I really want to touch on is the concept of timing. It doesn't matter. I mean, think back, for example, of Microsoft when they were beginning. How many of people, if you could go back in a time machine and just listen to the founders of Microsoft pitch their concept of this operating system and personal computers and Bill Gates' vision of a personal computer in every home. I remember hearing this in the 80s thinking, there is no way. I grew up in a small town in Idaho, 5,000 people in Pate, Idaho, and I heard Bill Gates say, I see the day where there's a personal computer in every home, and my response to that is, okay, what he's really referring to is primarily the more affluent countries, like the United States. He's referring to the more affluent areas of the United States, you know, bigger cities in California, bigger cities in you know, like New York. He's not referring to small towns across America. He's not referring to the heartland. That is well beyond anything that we could ever afford. But you look at it now, and everyone does. And as a matter of fact, you know, I've got a smartphone. There's more technology on this smartphone than I ever imagined would ever be possible. But how many of you would have loved to have invested in a company like Microsoft in the 1980s? If you had, and maybe there's someone on the call today that did, you'd all be multimillionaires because you saw the vision. But it's all about timing. An investment in Microsoft today, 30 years later, is not the same as an investment in Microsoft 30 years ago. And so we are poised to be a very different company. We are poised to be the largest natural products company in the world. You can participate in that, and we invite you to participate in that. But the timing won't always be as ripe as it is right now. Every company goes through an introduction, a growth, and a maturity phase. Every product that's ever launched in any industry goes through an introduction, a growth phase, and a maturity phase. A company that's 40 years old, I guarantee you, will be in a maturity phase. Kibana right now is in a growth phase. You can participate in all of the upside potential. I'm telling you what's amazing to see is to look out and see our independent business owners going through the initial phases of momentum and seeing their checks go from 300 a month to 3,000 a month, seeing these checks go up 5 times, 10 times, and in some cases 20 times. I was on a call a couple of weeks ago with some individuals living in the Northeast. There were 5 individuals that hopped on the call. These 5 individuals had made between $2,300 and $8,400 within their first 2 weeks of building their Kibana business. And I'm not here to say, hey, look, that's going to happen to everyone. Matter of fact, that's probably the exception rather than the rule. But these are people who are participating in the momentum. You all can participate in the momentum. And I don't care if it takes 6 weeks to build, 6 months to build, 6 years to build. I'm telling you right now, you can participate in a company like Kibana. You can build tremendous wealth if you're so inclined. You can produce another part-time income stream if you want to, but it all depends on your commitment level. And again, like I said at the beginning, there's a lot of people here who are participating, doing Kibana 5 hours a week or 50 hours a week. The most important thing is commitment. And isn't that the most important thing in life, is just committing? You know, it's people who join Kibana and don't do anything, don't share, don't engage, don't ask their sponsor, who don't ask them how they can build. They try to reinvent the wheel. They go out and say to one or two of their friends, hey, I've got this deal. Do you want to be a part of it? They say no. The person inviting them goes fetal, and all of a sudden, you know, they don't work. And 3 months later, they say, hey, you know what? This just isn't for me. That is not commitment. Excuses typically are for losers. Winners have this level of commitment that nothing gets in their way. And so, again, I would invite you to take a look at this opportunity. Take a look at it for what it's worth. I'm telling you, it will change your life if you're committed. Magical things just won't drop down out of heaven and happen. But you've got to do things that will allow you to participate in a wealth-growing experience, and that's commitment. So if you sit down and you say, hey, look, my goal is this. My wife and I, or my husband and I, or my friend and I, or I alone, we will commit to working our Kibana business 10 hours a week. These are the times we're going to work, and this is how we're going to engage with our upline. I'm telling you, you will see results. But do work smart. Don't just work hard. There's a lot of people that work hard out there. There's a lot of people that try to reinvent the wheel and do it all on their own. but work to be a part of the team. And I'm telling you, there's people that are willing to help you be successful and help you leverage these and capitalize on the trends that you have. Kivana is unlike a lot of other businesses that are out there. As far as a traditional business aspect, here's the deal. From a traditional business perspective, if you own a dry cleaner and a dry cleaner opens up in your hometown or across the street or across town, whatever it might be, there's nothing you really want more than to see them go out of business. You want to see them fail because they're taking away from your sales. We view it very, very differently at Kivana. When you sign up and when you participate, you become part of the team. You become part of the family. And there's no one else that wants to see you become more successful than the rest of us. And let me tell you what you get. When you sign up, here's what you get. You get access to the doctors. You get access to the field leadership that I mentioned who are in place. And the list is much, much larger than I've even mentioned. Joel has done a tremendous job. Joel and Kathy have done a tremendous job in building their Kivana business, and they ought to be recognized for that. You participate with the owners. But when you go into it and create your Kivana business, here's the magic. For a membership fee of $45, we take care of your inventory, your product costs. We take care of shipping. We take care of your accounting. We take care of paying your people in your organization, your commissions. We take care of product registration. We take care of company registration as we move forward internationally. We take care of marketing. We take care of your marketing tools. And you're able to leverage the experience, just like those people who got involved with Bill Gates. You're able to leverage all of this experience, all of this knowledge, and all of this momentum for your benefit in terms of growing your Kivana business. So, again, we've got some tremendous things happening at Kivana. We've got some incredible things happening at Kivana. And even during this recessionary time, we launched this company a little less than 2 years ago, and guess what? We've been growing double-digit growth month over month for the past 2 years in the worst economy of our lifetimes. Imagine if this were a robust economy, what would be happening and what would be taking place. But you're able to participate in that. And, again, you don't have to do it alone. You're part of a team. You're part of a family, and we will partner with you in becoming successful. And so, again, Joel, I agree. Blah blah blah. I appreciate the time that you've had that you've set aside for me being on the call tonight. I appreciate those people who've taken time out of their busy schedules to be on the call tonight as well. It really reflects well on who you are and your aspirations for success, and doing things differently, and trying to find a solution to the questions that you have in your mind. And so with that, Joel, I will turn the time over to you, and I am welcome to take a couple of calls if there are people on the call tonight that have got a few questions about Kivana.
Craig, I
want
to ask you this.
Go ahead.
Can I ask a question? This is Ginger. Would you
make a commitment? Yeah, I was just going to say, anybody wants to ask questions? Go ahead. Sorry.
Craig.
Yeah, I was just saying, anybody wants to ask questions, go right ahead. So, Ginger, you have the floor.
Okay. Craig, will you commit to us as a team for a couple of months that you'll do a conference call with us once a month as a team?
Ginger, I'm afraid that I can't do that, but I would be happy to do it twice a month if you would like me to.
Oh, wow. You would do that?
I would be happy to do that. But I'm telling you, I would be happy to do that. Any of my partners would be happy to do that. Again, this is the most important thing that we could be doing. I would commit, obviously, to do it once a month. Just tell me the day, tell me the time. I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
Ginger, happy to do it twice a month.
Oh, that is wonderful. We'll put Joel in charge of setting us up with the conference company, if that's okay with you, Joel. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
And we'll make this commitment. We'll do every 2 weeks and get with Greg and then bring in everybody else that we're making contact with. Let's get everybody we can on this call with Craig Johansson. Will everybody on this call commit to Craig that we'll do this?
Sounds good to me.
You got it.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll do it. We'll do it.
Yeah, again, it's that consistent application of effort. So again, when people look at Kibana, the most successful people are the people that work it every day and every week. If there is a once-a-month meeting or a once-a-month conference call, what typically happens is people wait around for that time of the month where there is a call or there is a meeting to recruit, to engage, and to share. And that is certainly not what we want. We want people, you know, every day engaging, because if you don't do it every day, this is what I've learned in this industry. If you don't do it every day, if you really treat it like a hobby, you're only going to get the benefits of a hobby. If you treat it like a business, and if you're serious about treating it like a business, and you approach it like a true professional, you can build something, again, that creates some amazing residual income that can, I mean, imagine what it would be like to replace or to take the building Kibana income where you're paying for your car, even making a car payment or even making a house payment. Think of $300 extra a month or $500 extra a month and how many lives that will really change, you know. You know, if you think about marriage and the benefits of marriage, you know, one of the biggest things that breaks up couples are just the financial stress. And I'm telling you, America is hurting right now. And Kibana is providing an answer for the financial stresses of our time. People that are finding a way to make some extra income, to leverage some of these converging trends, and to change their lives, to get out of debt, to pay off a car, to pay off a house, to create lost a place that they can recover some lost income because a spouse has lost a job. And it just takes a lot of stress out of marriage. It takes a lot of stress out of life. And, you know, the beauty of it is, you know, if it is a couple, you can work at it as a couple. You know, and for the first time in your life, you can participate husband and wife, wife and husband, whatever it might be, and build something that's truly meaningful for the two of you, a worthwhile effort, if you will. So, again, I am more than happy, Ginger, to commit. Joel, I'm happy to commit. Let me know the time and the place, and I'm happy to participate in your group. And I hope that the people on the phone tonight are listening to what I'm saying. Again, you're part of the family. You're part of the team. We partner with you. We're not better than you. We're not different from you, but we're partners with you in this process. And we, again, the most important thing that we can do is help create individual successes at Kibana.
Thank you, Craig.
And we're open for questions. If anyone has a question that would like to ask Craig about the business, the company, the
Craig, I got one quick question for Craig. Craig, I've listened to you for 2 years, and you use Zango a lot when you're speaking and talking. Of course, the three of the founders were in Zango. I guess this is just a ponder question because Kibana has been moving along so fast. How long did it take Zango to become a billion-dollar company?
Well, Zango never became a billion-dollar company. Zango, however, it's a private company.
Right.
But Zango never hit an annual sales figure of $1 billion. However, they did hit momentum, and they created a lot of millionaires in the process. And so, you know, again, that was that obviously had taken place, and really hitting momentum kind of in that 4 to 7 year mark. And so, again, that's a company I've got a lot of respect for. I've got a lot of respect for the owners of that company. I consider them all friends even to this day. But that's a company that hit momentum and did it well. I was also with a company called Tahitian Noni International, and that is a company that hit momentum as well. And, again, the momentum really does take you from, you know, that place of, you know, $10 million a year to $400 million a year. I mean, that's when the huge growth happens in a 3 to 5 year span. And so companies hit momentum in different phases and at different times, but here's the trick. The trick is you've got a lot of these startup companies, and there's a lot of new companies that are out there, but you don't know which ones are actually going to survive 6 months. So you want to align yourself with a company as young as they can be, but with the knowledge of knowing that they're kind of out of the woods, that they are going to hit, that there will be growth that occurs. And so that's really the trick in the whole equation is, you know, don't jump on anything that's too early because they may not be there in 6 months. But knowing that you're part of a company that is in the beginning of this growth or momentum phase. And again, growth and momentum typically happens for a 3 to 5 year period. For other companies, it lasts 8 to 10 years. And so it all depends on the company. It all depends on the economies. It all depends on international expansion strategies, product strategies. There's a lot of things that go into play with that.
Thank you. And open if anybody else has a question for Craig on company products opportunity.
I have a product question.
Okay, I hope I can answer it.
I started taking the products and I started having severe abdominal pain, and I have a very complicated health history, and I'm trying to determine whether the abdominal pain was part of my complicated health history or if it was just a normal response to getting good nutrition, if it was detoxing, and if it is a detoxing or normal response, what can I do to make it not so horrible, because it was pretty bad.
Okay. Well, and quite honestly, the answer to your question is I have no idea.
okay. Well, thanks for being honest. I appreciate it.
But I will provide you some advice. Sometimes when you begin putting things into your body that your body's not accustomed to, you can have an adverse response. Typically what happens is an adverse response doesn't happen long term. So, for example, we have got our weight loss system. We've got proteins that are in there, whey protein, for example, protein, more protein than probably most people are used to. So when you take a look at that, and this goes for any change in diet. So, for example, if you go from a high-protein diet and you switch to become a vegan, you're going to experience some adverse effects. If you go from a low-fiber diet to a high-fiber diet, you're going to experience some adverse effects, and vice versa as well. If you go from a low-protein to a high-protein or a high-protein to a low-protein diet, you're going to experience some adverse effects. And so, you know, do consider that in the process. And, again, not really knowing what this is coming from or what it is, what you may want to do is just ease into the products a little slower over a period of time. And so, again, if you're taking 100% of this, you know, every day, take 50% of this every day for a couple of weeks and ease into it. But, again, once you change or make a huge change from what your body is accustomed to, you will likely experience some kind of side effect. And sometimes those side effects are good, and sometimes coupled with those, they're bad. But what you want to do is you want to make sure that you give your body plenty of time to acclimate to it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Line's open. Anybody else have any questions for Craig? Company, product, opportunity? We're really excited about Kivana and the products, and Kathy and I have been on the Essentials product and the probiotics for over a year. The long-term effect has just been absolutely marvelous. We feel like new people, and we feel like we're getting younger every month, and it's just amazing. It's remarkable. Then on the metabolic, I personally lost 25 pounds. Of course, you all know Kathy. She's drop-dead gorgeous and doesn't have to lose a pound. And for you ladies, don't be jealous of her because she doesn't do anything to maintain that perfection. It just comes natural. But, you know, I've lost 25 pounds and going to continue to lose more weight. And I'm finally, Craig, going to have to break down and exercise. I lost 25 pounds. I have not exercised one lick because I really don't like that word. But I decided if I'm going to lose more than 25, I'm going to have to at least start taking a walk every day or something.
Joel, this is your mother. Exercise is good for you.
Absolutely.
Do it.
There an extra son. Do it. That's right.
Heard you, Mama.
That's right.
Well, Joel, let me throw that out because that's really important. So you've lost 25 pounds. You have no idea how many stories that I've heard of people who have lost 20, 25, 30, 35 pounds, which is amazing. But what's the tough or the interesting thing about weight loss? Is this. It's not about the weight. It's not about carrying around an extra 25 pounds, because if I put a backpack on my back and I carried an extra 25 pounds around, you know what? I'd become healthier. So it's not about just the weight loss, but it's about what that does to your body. So many things are directly related to being overweight or being obese. Diabetes, certain kinds of cancers, obesity, as purported by USA Today, obesity will take 12 years off of your life if you are obese. But you've got people with joint pain, people with heart conditions, cardiovascular disease, again, certain types of cancers, all specifically related to being overweight and obese. So it's not just about packing a few extra pounds. It's about overall health. And so just like your mother told you, Joel, it is important to get exercise. But, again, it's what comes with the exercise. It's the benefits. You can lose weight without exercise, and that's a wonderful thing. But you need exercise for, again, you know, you've got to work out your heart. Your heart is a muscle. It needs exercise as well. It's great for your brain function. It's good for a lot of things outside of just losing weight. And again, you know, 100 years ago, people didn't have a hard time with finding time to exercise during the day because most were up and about and involved in some kind of manual labor. They were walking places to buy something, but it's changed. And now we sit at a desk. We don't move. We stare at a screen. And, again, the benefits of exercise are really, really, really important for everyone, but not necessarily critical for weight loss, but critical for your overall health for sure. And that comment, Joel, is mother-endorsed by every mother out there. So do with it what you will.
Hey, she's the best mother, best mom I've got, I'll tell you what. Well, that's great. I want to end up being a lean. I tell people, I say, my body's becoming a lean fat-burning machine because of metabolic. So,
right.
So we're going to kick some exercise in there. I'm going to look like one of you guys.
Oh, great. Well, don't lose your hair, but you're welcome to, yeah, chip in if you want. So that's my only recommendation. Hey, Joel, let me throw out one more thing. Let me throw out one more team. Well, one more thing.
Right.
We talk about this support system that we have at Kivana. You know, you can go out and you can build an organization and begin sharing this with other people, and we certainly recommend that you do. Get with the person that invited you here. Understand what they do to be successful. But we've got some things out there, some great incentives for people. We've got a Shake Yourself Slim contest going on right now where people can submit their stories for having lost weight. We've got two different categories. One is the individual category, and what we're going to do for the winner there is we're going to take them and a guest on a cruise in the Caribbean. We've got a team category where we will send four people from a team who together, collectively, have put together a team who have lost weight, who have changed their lives, and we're going to send them on a Caribbean cruise as well. But we're taking people who work towards certain levels in our compensation plan. We're going to be taking a group to the Bahamas, the resort of Atlantis this June. We're taking another group to Hawaii this August. And so there's a lot of things there for people to shoot for. I mean, imagine, you know, turning to your spouse and say, hey, honey, I want to take you to Hawaii or I want to take you to the Bahamas, and this is how we're going to get there. And you can build your Kivana business, create a paycheck, and your reward at the end is one of these trips. And one of these week-long experiences where we pick up your airfare, we pick up your hotel, we'll pick up your food, we'll pick up your activities that are there. And, again, what a fantastic goal about getting healthy and also creating some wealth for you in the process. What an incredible goal for individuals who are out there listening to this call.
There are not too many jobs out there. This is Joel again. Not too many jobs out there where you go to work, and after about a year, they give you a free trip to the Bahamas. I mean, it just doesn't happen that often. And they might give you a week off and they don't pay you, or a week off and they pay you, but there's not very many jobs you can work at that will send you to the Bahamas free of charge. And Kathy and I are committed. We are committed that next year's platinum trip or diamond trip, we're going to be there. And we're looking forward to traveling the world with Kivana and all of our Kivana people, along with our marriage ministry people, and we want to bring all of our marriage ministry people along with us in Kivana, and any of our Kivana people that have marriage problems, bring you along in the marriage ministry.
Yeah, sure. Sure. My wife would tell you that I need that.
Okay.
The marriage ministry.
That's great. Bestmarriage.com. So, and Zango.org or GodSaveMyMarriage.com. Either one gets us there, so God is good. Well, Craig, thank you so much. This has really been a wonderful call. If anybody has a question you're burning to ask, just kind of interrupt me right now. If not, we'll wind it down. And Craig, I imagine it's too soon probably to get you locked into a calendar. We could do the first Tuesday in May at 8 o'clock also. And I love Ginger's idea and your idea. We'll call one of the other partners and ask them if they'd like to do another call. And in between that, and would you like to lock in at this early time, or should I contact you a couple weeks in advance and see what your schedule is at that time?
You can contact me a couple of weeks in advance, but if you're referring to Tuesday, May 3rd?
Yeah.
I can probably do that. I'd be happy to commit to that.
Okay. Let's put that on our calendars, everyone. Tuesday, May 3rd at 8 p.m. And in the meantime, next week we'll contact one of the other partners and see if they'll do a special call also. And that's all. That's wonderful. And we can make this a very resourceful time. This was a great call. We do have this recorded. So for those of you on the call, if you email us, we'll be able to get you an MP3 of that you can send out to your friends and use it as a way of introducing the company to them also. So, Craig, this is a wonderful blessing. And, Craig, that's okay to use the recording in that way?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Make sure you didn't say anything you don't want going anywhere. all right, well, thank you so much. This was absolutely wonderful. And Susan and John, glad to hear you on the call, and my mother there, and, of course, Jerry and Ginger, and we have quite a number of other people on the call. So excellent call. Thank you so much, Craig. And we look forward to building a very large, successful Kavana business, slow but sure, inch by inch, anything is a cinch, day by day. Consistent effort makes it happen. So.
That's right. That's right. Well, again, Joel, thank you for having me on the call tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Appreciate it.